I would say it's had a massively positive impact on the town. The number of visitors that are coming into Gala from Edinburgh and international visitors as well that are now finding the borders, I think it's absolutely excellent.
Did you ever envisage that you would see this number or this increase in visitors, or is the railway itself, is it everything you expected it to be?
I think, to be honest, I was one of the sceptics and I wasn't sure what kind of effect it would have on the area. But it's obvious now, 2 years down the line, that it's had a really positive impact with the number of visitors that are able to visit the borders easily.
Okay, and in terms of shops in or businesses in Gala Shields, have we seen an increase or a decrease in businesses during that time, or have we seen, has it been much the same as it might have been without the railway?
I think there's been a few new businesses opened, which I would say are a direct result of the opportunities that the railway has brought about. There's also been, as is always the case, there's shops closed from time to time. But I would say there's probably less empty shops in Gala now than there was 2 years ago.
Yeah. If you were in charge of the Borders Railway project, is there anything else that could be done to improve it or improve its relationships with town centre businesses?
I think the only thing that there seems to be issues with the timetables between trains and the railway, with the railway and buses at the moment, which doesn't mean onward travel is a little bit more complicated for people than it maybe needs to be, as far as that goes. I think maybe the railway could work with the railway better to try and promote what's in the borders and let people know what else there is to do once they get to Gala, where else they could go in the borders to visit places. But I think that's as much us working with the railway as it's the railway's fault.